The fictional planet of Tatooine figures in today's GeoQuiz. Star Wars fans will remember that Tatooine was the home of future Jedi warrior Luke Skywalker, not to mention the slug-like crime lords called Hutts. But did you know there's a place in North Africa that resembles the desert planet Tatooine? In fact, the country we want you to name was where many key Star Wars scenes were filmed. May the Force guide you to the answer, coming up in just a few seconds. So Tatooine is a place you could visit by entering the fantasy world of Star Wars, or if you're Mark Cox, you can actually go there. Mark, you've got some explaining to do. What does it take to actually find Luke Skywalker's home?
Well, you need some good map references and the GPS and travel across the desert. You'll find Luke Skywalker's home very close to the border of Algeria and Tunisia.
Tunisia, that's the answer to our GeoQuiz today. You went there with a team of volunteers. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, it all started 2 years ago. We went on a tour in Tunisia of all the Star Wars locations. And it was there when we came across, we went to go and visited Luke Skywalker's home, which is out on the salt flats. And we discovered it was in a really bad state of disrepair. And so we decided to kind of go back and repair her because at the time, me and my wife, future wife at the time, decided we'd have a little wedding ceremony there. And after that, we'd thought to ourselves, well, we've had this very special moment here. It's going to disappear. So why don't we all come back? So a few of us decided to go back and save her. And so in the end, we raised money, which helped us go back out there and repair the homestead.
So you've essentially saved a piece of modern cultural history in Tunisia, but I want to backpedal to something you said a moment ago. You had a wedding ceremony. Did you get married?
Yeah, that is correct. So we had all the speech and the ring giving and what have you. Luke Skywalker's home. And at the time, I had a stormtrooper as my best man. So he was there, handed the ring across. And
you're talking about a Star Wars stormtrooper, right?
A Star Wars stormtrooper, yeah. I had one of our guys on the trip. He brought out a costume of a stormtrooper and it was awesome.
You've spent a fair amount of time now working with the locals in really stifling heat to finish this project. What do the locals make of your little mission?
Well, no one, none of the Tunisian locals, because they don't have DVD players and they don't have video recorders, you know, similar like we have in our home. So they don't have that movie feel like we do. So they didn't really care about it. And that's the reason why a lot of it all went in disrepair. And that's how we felt, that we had to kind of go out there and do something about it. I think that might have found us very strange at first, but they understood why we'd done it. And they understood that we was helping the tourism because Tunisia's having a bad time at the moment because they had all their uprising last year with the government. And at this moment in time, they want to get more tourism back. And they can kind of see what we're doing now.
Right. So I have to ask you, since you got married on a fictional planet, where'd you go for your honeymoon?
We came back to Earth for our honeymoon. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough space credits to take us anywhere we wanted to go. we all just went back to a cool hotel and had a few drinks to celebrate. And the locals made us a cake as well, which was brilliant.
When he's not on the fictional planet of Tatooine, Mark Cox lives in Norwich, England. Mark, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You can compare Luke Skywalker's Tatooine home and the real-life Tunisian equivalent today at theworld.org.